crowds turned out on the streets of San Juan this week to celebrate the life of the woman known simply to Puerto Ricans as Doña Lolita. Lolita Lebron, who's died at 90, didn't expect to live beyond March the 1st, 1954. That was the day she led a gun attack on the U.S. House of Representatives, which wounded several congressmen and saw her jailed for the next 25 years. The former beauty queen from the island of Puerto Rico soon became the poster woman for the nationalist struggle to gain independence from the U.S., and she's often now compared to revolutionaries such as Che Guevara and Pancho Villa. One of her co-conspirators, Rafael Miranda, would spend many years in solitary confinement on Alcatraz.
She was a very beautiful woman, physically speaking, and a woman with beauty inside. She was a woman very much in love with the country and the independence of her country. And she felt that we have been exploited and humiliated. Lolita Lebron was a woman with much love in her heart. She went there really to die.
Todo puertorriqueño tiene que defenderla, porque señora es nuestra bandera puertorriqueña.
Puerto Rico had the year before become a commonwealth rather than a colony of the U.S., but to the nationalists, they were the same thing. Puerto Rican analyst Angelo Falcon.
Puerto Rico at that point was at a point where its status was being changed to a commonwealth from being what most people consider an out-and-out colony of the United States. And so they felt it was an important point in the history of Puerto Rico in terms of its relationship to the United States to make this type of dramatic statement. According to them, not to kill anyone, but basically to make that statement. And with the idea that they were not going to return, that they were going to be killed in that action.
We all knew what to expect there in Washington, and we were ready for it. When inside the Capitol, I remember Lolita going outside with dignity. She was in control of herself. She was calm. So we got inside, sit down in the chair, and we started shooting.
Ruthless, fanatic violence erupted in the halls of Congress. Three men and a woman opened fire from the visitors' gallery of the House of Representatives. Congressmen were hit.
It was a very chaotic situation. It was one where people just didn't know what to make of it.
In Washington, scenes of confusion naturally followed news of the shooting outrage. The five representatives injured in the affray were rushed to hospital. The assailants were Puerto Ricans, led by this woman, Mrs. Lolita Lebron, said to have shouted, "Free Puerto Rico."
So she fired at the ceiling rather than at the congressman.
At the ceiling. The bullet was still there.
Estimates of the numbers of shots fired range from 15 to 30, and each bullet hole found is a grim reminder to those who were present of the terrible surprise attack.
This is 1954, before the women's movement. The idea of a Puerto Rican woman, this very petite, very well-dressed woman leading the charge here. It was something, an image that's very hard to shake. I think one of the reasons why she did stuck in the imagination of so many Puerto Ricans and others was because of that image. At that point, they were just denounced as terrorists.
After they were arrested, there was a high-profile trial in which she said she never intended to kill.
Did you shoot to kill the assassins and the founders of the world?
Not to kill.
In Puerto Rico, you have the U.S. government going down and the repression in Puerto Rico taking place immediately. Head of the Nationalist Party, to which she belonged, was arrested. There were arrests of Puerto Rican sympathizers in New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, different parts of the United States. So it was a very, very dramatic day.
Well, miss, can you tell us whose idea this was?
It's my idea and our idea. Idea.
How did she cope with her time in jail?
She was in a women's prison, of course. She was in solidarity with the prisoners, in solitary confinement, and she became very religious.
She never regretted her actions?
No, because you don't regret when you do something for love.
Are you sorry?
I am not sorry.
Would you agree with?
I'm not sorry because an ex-freedom for my country.
25 years later, President Jimmy Carter granted her clemency. After that, she went back to Puerto Rico. She became basically an advocate for peace and renounced violence and embraced nonviolent means of protest.
So is she seen more as a revolutionary hero or as a terrorist?
She's seen as both. She is a controversial figure. Some people see her as a freedom fighter or hero, symbol of Puerto Rican nationalism. Others see her as a terrorist. terrorist, as someone who embarrassed the Puerto Rican people, who brought upon our community a wave of repression in the 1950s. So she's a very controversial figure.
Do you think her death has in any way highlighted tensions between the U.S. and Puerto Rico?
I think what it's done is it's given the Puerto Rican people, especially our young people, kind of a teachable moment here. A lot of younger people who really don't know very much about her now are revisiting Puerto Rican history, are revisiting what happened on that day and why. I think what you have in her legacy is something that strengthens Puerto Rican identity, kind of a gentle nationalism. I kept hearing the phrase that she is Puerto Rico. To many people in Puerto Rico, she's the embodiment of what it means to be a Puerto Rican, of what it means to be a nation.
For me, she was not dead. People like that don't die. I don't feel sorry that she died, but I'm glad that she lived.
Rafael Miranda and Angelo Falcón remembering Lolita Lebrón.